Gabba's Fitness Challenge Podcast, your source for the best, most inspiring, and up-to-date information concerning all things related to MS, fitness, and health. The MS Fitness Challenge provides guidance and support to people with MS and fitness professionals worldwide in an effort to educate and train them in the benefits of exercise, nutrition, and mindset in winning the battle against multiple sclerosis. We're back again with David Lyons, the man, the myth, the legend, co-founder of the MS Fitness Challenge, and an MS fitness and training expert. David Lyons, welcome back. It's always an honor getting the chance to speak with you.
Well, it's always an honor having you interview me, Stephen.
Last time we were on, for the first episode, in fact, we got an in-depth look into your background, your MS story, and the trials and triumphs you experienced thereafter. We're going to pick up from where we left off and get into the birth of what is now a global effort to advance the impact that fitness can have in the lives of people with MS, the MS Fitness Challenge. What happened after you competed in that bodybuilding competition? I know you kind of gave us some details last week, but at what point did you really become inspired to start the MS Fitness Challenge?
Well, I walked off that stage that night and went home. And, you know, of course, it's a big letdown after all that hoopla. But, you know, Kendra looked at me and she said, you know, this is great. I mean, everybody patted you on the back and you got a nice trophy and, you know, you prove that you can do what you can do. But really, how is that helping anybody other than, you know, inspiring them? You know, how are we really working with people with MS? You've got 40 years of experience. Well, back then I had 30 years of experience in training and all this. And she said, you've got to do something with this. We've got to create something that's going to help the world understand how important fitness is for MS. And that's how the MS Fitness Challenge was born.
That's incredible. What was the original idea or purpose behind the charity? How did it shift and evolve into what it really is today?
Well, you know, the charity originally was trying to help people in gyms locally. So, you know, we would start and we'd go to a gym and we would have trainers and I would help those trainers to understand how to work with people with MS. And we would give them a 12-week program where they didn't have to pay for it. And that was the whole original premise of it. But it just morphed into like so many different things and so many advanced programs and training for trainers, because I realized that the trainers I was working with, I wasn't with them long enough to give them everything they needed to understand how to work with people with MS. And there had to be some type of a course or certification for this.
So for the people that are listening today, maybe they don't have MS, maybe they just got started or integrated with our group. How would you define what is the MS Fitness Challenge? What sets it apart from other organizations that claim to help people with MS?
Well, there's no organization out there for multiple sclerosis that it offers a comprehensive fitness program from every level of fitness, which is mindset, nutrition, exercise, and alternative treatments. We put it all together, and I brought together teams of people that are experts in the field to work with people. So nobody is doing that. There's no other group out there that does that. And in addition, we certify trainers so that they're able to work with people with MS. No other organization does that. You know, there are parts of the MS Society and MS Foundation and MSAA and all these things that can do MS. These are all great organizations. But they only, you know, touch on the fitness part of it. And they have little bits of exercise and nutrition. We do it in a comprehensive manner. So it's the only MS fitness organization in the world.
It's really exciting to be a part of it. I'm thankful for you for starting it. Why focus on fitness when what people really want, when it boils down to it, is a cure for MS? Isn't it smarter for people with MS to simply take one of the many different MS drugs out there and just wait until the cure is found?
Well, absolutely not. I mean, you know, we could probably be on this podcast for the next 4 hours if I go into details on my on all that. So we won't go there. But at the end of the day, fitness is the most important thing that anyone with MS can do, because it encompasses what you put in your body and what you do with your body and what you do and with your mind and how you think. And those are the things that are extremely important, more important than, if, in my opinion, MS medications and things like that. I mean, there are medications that people need to take. And I'll never be the one to tell anyone not to take an MS medication if that's what they want to do and that's what the doctor tells them to do. But in addition to that, there's so much that you can do with your body from the inside out and your mind that why wouldn't you do that? It's way more important than just taking medications and hoping that there's going to be a cure someday. You know, they've come out with, I don't know how many MS drugs, I've lost track of them. So why is it that we don't have a cure after all these years and all these drugs? Because I'm not so sure that a cure is really what everybody's trying to get. And I don't want to be controversial here, so, you know, we'll leave it at that. But at the end of the day, Stephen, you can't just take MS meds and sit at home and hope that there's going to be a cure and expect to get better. The only way to get better is to exercise, eat right, and think right, and go for alternative ways of helping yourself naturally.
Yeah, for the longest time, there's always been a disassociation between MS and fitness, and there was a belief that being involved with fitness while having MS could actually be a detriment to your health. But it is encouraging, at least in some ways, to see that sort of mentality and that mind shift across all spectrums, across the medical community and people with MS. It seems like that's finally changing. And what would you sort of correlate that transition to?
Well, it absolutely is changing. And I see more doctors, including doctors that I go to here in Idaho, that are all for what I'm doing and support what I'm doing. You know, Dr. Mark Vance is an MD here, and he is 100% for people with MS exercising and eating right and doing, you know, alternative treatments. You know, MS is not something that we look at and should say to ourselves, there's only one road to go here. You know, you've got to be able to go the roads that work for you. And whatever diet it is that works, whatever way it is that you exercise works, however you have to think works, the landscape for MS has changed tremendously. It's no longer just a medical situation where we just sit and wait for a cure.
Yeah, and it's really exciting, like I said, that we are living in a day and age where the idea and the thought of fitness being a benefit to people with MS and not a detriment, that's finally starting to take hold.
Well, you know, I have to say this, and, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm patting myself on the back, but a lot of what's happened in the change has come through the MS Fitness Challenge and people like you that have joined me and people seeing that what we're doing is working, so they can't really dispute it anymore. I've proven by video and written testimonial that strength training is the best type of training and the best thing to do for multiple sclerosis, along with eating a proper diet that keeps you anti-inflamed. So I've been putting out so much information over these last 7 years. You know, they've got to follow it.
Yeah, I can piggyback onto that as well. Having just gone through another recent relapse, I've already had two relapses in the past year and a half of getting diagnosed. I can say without a doubt that had I not been exercising, and if I don't continue to exercise, that I would be in a much worse off state today. And I'm just so thankful that I found somebody like you who really showed me, you know, showed me the ropes that fitness was, it's not a cure, but it's definitely one of the most proactive ways you can attack this disease.
Absolutely.
So what type of services does the MS Fitness Challenge provide? What resources are available for people that join the group?
Well, there's all sorts of programs that we have. And right now we have an 8-week online program that I partnered with my associates at msworkouts.com. And we actually give an 8-week exercise program for free. So there's no cost for anyone to get involved. And it's very in-depth and it's resistance band training. So that's one program that we have. I offer 12-week challenges in different cities. We're doing one here in Boise right now. You did one, Stephen, in Pennsylvania. We've done them all over the country where if we have a gym that's willing to host it, we will provide trainers free of cost to people with MS in that local area and have them go through a training program where if they're not used to exercising, they get adapted to it. And if they are used to exercising, we can take them to the next level. There's programs like that. There's online information that people constantly ask for. So all day and all night, I'm basically answering questions from people all over the world, and there's no cost to that. So they're asking, can you give me a program? Can you help me with my nutrition? Can you tell me how to get my mindset in the right place? You know, that's available. So it's basically a lot of great education and training that's available free of cost to people with MS through our charity.
Yeah, there's the old adage that no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And for anybody listening today, if you want to see how much David cares about people with MS and this MS Fitness Challenge, just go into the Facebook group and ask him a question via Messenger, and he's going to answer it. And that's just a testament to the sort of man that he is and just the incredible person and just the love that he has for this charity and for making a difference.
Well, thank you, Stephen. I appreciate that. You know, this is my passion. It's extremely important for me to have every single person with MS in the world that chooses to take this road of fitness to have the ability to get the education and the training and the information that they need.
Why would you say it's important that people with MS find a trainer who knows and understands the disease as opposed to just any trainer?
Well, that's a loaded question that could also take 4 hours to answer. In the short version, most trainers who are great trainers do not understand how to adapt to someone who needs to be adapted as much as someone with MS. So, you know, for instance, today we feel one way. Tomorrow we might be in pain and feel a different way. The next day we might have a whole different symptom. Who knows? The MS part of what we have makes us very hard to work with. You can't just give someone with MS a program and say, here it is, go follow it, you know, and then sit there on your cell phone while you're watching that person train. You have to be there helping them, on top of them, constantly adapting. So it's very important that a trainer understands, A, what MS is, you know, so they understand the symptoms and everything that comes with it, B, how to adapt a training program for someone with MS, and C, how to keep someone with MS motivated and engaged in a program. Because a lot of times people with MS, they get started and they're not working with the right person, and that's the end of their fitness journey.
Yeah. So let's say that I was looking for a trainer that's MS certified, but realized that there maybe isn't one in my local area. Could I recommend a local trainer or friend to take the course and get certified?
Yeah, well, we have our MS Fitness Training Specialist certification with NFPT that they can take. Also launching, I think it'll should be out next month, a very, very comprehensive training program for trainers with the MedFit Network, which literally has over 50 videos in it and just a lot of education for them. When that's released, that'll be posted on our group page and on our website so that people can see that. They also, if they can't find a trainer or don't have a trainer that's willing to get certified with MS, they could contact me, and we do have online training abilities for people where we can work with them online. I work with people all over the world, giving them programs and working with them, and on a monthly basis, we update things and we do things via Skype. So there's a lot of ways to get trained. You don't always have to have a trainer right there holding your hand.
What are some of the biggest goals and objectives for the MS Fitness Challenge this year?
Well, this year, it's really important for us to build that MS Fitness Challenge Gym Facebook community to as many as we can. We're at over 6,700. I'd like to be at double that by the end of the year, because the more we have in that Facebook group, the more we're reaching. We're in over 25, I think I counted 26 countries via the Facebook group and training that I'm doing all over the world. It's very important that we continue to reach the markets out there where they don't have the help. So that's a goal for this year, to reach small areas of different countries like Lithuania, I've got people from Slovakia that reach out to us. They don't know what they're doing for MS in those countries. So the more we're out there and the more reach we have, the better it is. And that's a huge goal. Another goal is to get more people involved in supporting the charity, because we can't give these no-cost programs if we don't have funds coming in to be able to do that. So it's important for our group and the people that do know us to spread the word, to support what we're doing, to not just take for granted that everything on there is free and they don't have to pay for anything, but to be more involved in donating, just like they do with the MS Society. The MS Society, you know, they're great. They actually support my charity, you know, so they are supportive of what we're doing. But donating money, all the money that goes into the MS Society, is not helping somebody on a day-to-day basis like donating to the MS Fitness Challenge. So that's another big goal this year, is to making sure that people understand that we are a charity, we're a nonprofit, and the only way for us to survive and to continue to give these type of programs is to have the support of our community.
Yeah, another thing that ties in right with that, if we can secure the funding, we have the MS Fitness Challenge training camp coming up. Can you kind of talk about that and what would make that worth the investment for people who are interested?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we did a pilot training camp here in Boise, and you were there. And we had 25 people with MS flying from all over the country and Canada come in for that weekend. And they got tremendous results. We even have it on video showing what was going on that weekend. But we want to do this in different cities. So we don't want to make it so difficult for people to get to. So we want to try to do one in Los Angeles, which is easy to get to, on May 1st to May 3rd for that weekend. And the beauty of that weekend is that you get one-on-one help. You actually are working with me and our trainers and people there that are going to show you how to do things and walk you through it. You're going to hear our speakers like Maureen Manley and Monica Pele, Shauna Ferrigno, are going to talk about nutrition and exercise and mindset in beating MS. It's a weekend that you can never get anywhere else. And we're only charging $299 right now for registration, because we're looking to get it funded from donations of other people and companies so that we're not paying a lot of money through the actual participants coming.
I think for me, since I was there at the one in Boise, Idaho, the biggest takeaway and the biggest thing I walked away from that training camp was just how thankful and grateful I was for being able to be part of such a tight-knit group, that the only word I can put with it was just a very positive experience. It was uplifting. There was no negativity. People were excited and encouraged and were motivating one another to really tackle this disease and to live the best life possible. And there's not many groups like that. I mean, you can go into a lot of other settings that have to do with MS, and you can find negativity and people dragging one another down pretty quickly. And the MS Fitness Challenge is nothing like that.
No, we don't allow negativity. We want that positivity. We want people to understand that the more positive you are, the better your disease is going to be. Having negative thoughts and keeping yourself in that state of mind only hurts the disease and makes the symptoms worse. It's proven over and over that a positive mindset can actually heal the body.
Absolutely. Well, you've been building this charity for nearly 7 years now, right?
Yes, not just me alone. It's been with my wife helping me doing all the back end and the things that need to be done, because I'm so busy doing all the front end.
What have been some of the most rewarding aspects of the journey thus far? Do you have any notable stories of how the charity has significantly impacted somebody's life?
Oh my gosh, Stephen, I have so many. It's crazy. If you actually go on the MS Fitness Challenge website and you go to testimonials, or you just scroll through events, you're going to see video of people that have lives have been changed. You're going to read about their stories. You know, there's so many of them. It's just hard to pinpoint. You know, the only other thing that I could tell you is, for one story that's local for me, is that I work with people here, and some of them have struggled just to even get up out of chairs. And now I've watched them and videoed them being able to walk on their own after working with me. So, You know, those things, they're priceless. You know, that when I walk away after a training session, after I train somebody, it's almost hard to hold back the tears because you're seeing them progress positively instead of negatively because of what they're doing, because they chose to take the road of fitness instead of sitting at home and complaining about MS. They're doing something about it. But again, there's a lot of stories, and the best way to see them is to go to the MSFitnessChallenge.com website. And there's two sections. There's testimonials and there's events. And on the events page, you will literally see a ton of people talking about what their results have been and how their lives have been changed.
Did you ever imagine that? I know there's still a lot of work to do with this charity, but did you ever imagine you would get to the point where you are today of being a charity that's helping people in 25 different countries? Did that ever cross your mind?
No, I never in a million years would have thought that. But, you know, that's how God works. You know, if you're obedient and you're in his will and you do what he tells you to do, he opens up doors that you never thought would open, and he makes things happen that you never believed could happen.
What are some of the biggest challenges or obstacles that you faced throughout this 7-year journey?
I'll tell you, as far as the charity.
That's correct. Yeah, the charity.
To be honest with you, the only real challenge that I've had is the fundraising part of it. I'm not a fundraiser. You know, I'm a trainer. I'm a trainer educator. I'm a guy that is out there motivating and working with people. You know, I'm not the guy that wants to ask people for money. So that's been the difficult part, has been trying to get the funding that we need, because I don't have a specific person out there doing that. It falls on Kendra and I trying to do it on our own. And with all the things that the charity has me doing, it's very hard to do that. That's the challenge. Training people and educating people and doing what I do and all the hours that I put into this, to me, it's a passion. And it's not a challenge.
Well, maybe I'll instigate you to push you outside of your comfort zone here. So as a nonprofit, the MS Fitness Challenge, like you said, we're dependent upon the generous contributions of individuals and even organizations that have a heart for and believe in the mission of the MS Fitness Challenge. If our listeners today, if they're looking to get involved, or if there's a company that they're aware of that they think might be interested in becoming a sponsor, how can they make those contributions?
It's really, really easy. I mean, number one, they can either contact us directly. If they want to send a check, they can go online on our website and donate. There's a donate page right there, and there's several ways of donating through PayPal, through credit card. You know, any way that they want to donate, we'll make it easy for them to do that.
Awesome. So as your last question here for you today, David, and it's been great having you for the past 2 weeks, really. If there is one thing, one takeaway that you would want somebody who's involved with this organization to come away with, what would that be?
That we form this organization to help people, to educate them, to train them, to take them to a different level that they were in mentally and physically with their MS. And it's very important that we all focus on that more than anything else, that as a group and as people that want to be involved in what we're doing, that we want to do everything we can to make a positive impact in the MS community more than anything else that we do.
Yeah, and I think if you just go onto the Facebook group, if you just look at those testimonials, if you go to one of the live training events or part of the 12-week challenge, do any one of those things, you'll see that positivity bleeding through everything we do. And that, David, I have to give a lot of credit to you and Kendra, because you guys are a big reason why the organization is that way. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. And again, you know, this is my honor to do this. It's a passion, and it's not a chore or a challenge for me.
That's amazing. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. Do you have any closing comments before we say goodbye to our amazing MS warriors?
Yes. Get engaged in everything that we do. Join the MS Fitness Challenge Gym Facebook group if you're not in there, because you don't want to miss our next 8-week challenge that we do online. We have over 2,000 people that have enrolled in that. Be engaged in the program, be part of what we're doing, and never quit.
Never quit, never surrender. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Be sure to tune into next week's episode, where I will get the honor and privilege of interviewing Monica Pelli, the MS Fitness Challenge Director of Nutrition. If you've got questions about the best way to conquer MS through diet and nutrition, you're not going to want to miss it, I promise you. Remember, new episodes of the MS Fitness Challenge podcast will be available for download every Saturday on Apple, Google, Spotify, and Simplecast. A great way you can help and support the MS Fitness Challenge is by sharing, rating, and reviewing this podcast. The more people we can reach, the greater the impact we can have. As we close out, remember to check out msfitnesschallenge.com, check out the upcoming training camp in Los Angeles, and dig into all those great resources we have for you. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and be sure to get plugged into the MS Fitness Challenge Gym Facebook group. The group is as active as ever and will give you the chance to get integrated to a motivated cast of dedicated MS warriors. To all those listening, to all our MS warriors, thank you. Don't give up the fight. Keep pressing, keep striving, and conquer MS.